Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a haunted hotel, stupid world records, and the tallest bubbles. They're coming up right after this.
Everyone's talking about the new hit reality show, Sports Illustrated's SI Swimsuit Model Search. The SI Swimsuit Edition is a top seller every year, and viewers are flocking to watch beautiful women audition. Well, Bob and Tom Television has a swimsuit show now. Forget about the SI Swimsuit Model Search. Check out the CSI Swimsuit Model Search.
Okay, where is she?
She's right down there on the beach, Grissom. They found her body there this morning wearing that red bikini and shoes by Gucci. Well,
she might have been hot last night, but she's cold today.
CSI Swimsuit Model Search. They're looking for a gal with a great body who can lie still and hold her breath for a two-minute scene on a beautiful beach. Yeah. Tune in to Bob and Tom Television tonight for CSI Swimsuit Model Search. Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom. We're back. We're on.
Hello, boys.
What were you looking at over there, my friend?
He was going through some of the overnights.
Really engrossed in whatever it was.
Some of the senior pranks that have been submitted.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, we don't want to give anybody any ideas,
no,
do we?
Many are illegal.
They managed to put a Volkswagen Beetle on the roof of their school.
That's impressive.
How the hell did they do that?
But again, the best one, Christy, you want to tell them again, the best one of all time?
It involved what, three goats? Was it goats?
Apparently.
Yeah. But they had marked them 1, 2, and 4, so they continued to look for goat number three.
Searching
really was
for number three.
That is a good point.
That is a fine job.
That's almost elegant.
Yeah, it is.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hold on, Bob and Tom. Well, see, that ain't where you put your Spider-Man sock. Now, go get the other sock and put on some clothes.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, what's going on?
Christy, your kid's out of control with what's going on.
Really? What's going on this time?
Well, he's dressing up like he's in a Red Hot Chili Pepper.
Oh.
One sock.
Impressive.
You guys ever notice when your kid's doing something good, it's all, oh, look at my kid go. That's my son. My son got a B in math. But when they're misbehaving or doing something dumb, now all of a sudden they belong to the other parent.
Yep.
Mm.
Like, Christy, your kid's brushing his teeth with grape jelly again. Your son's eating his boogers at school again, Christy.
I don't want to hear that.
Well, it's hard being a parent, is my whole point. And Woofy's always got, like, hard-to-answer questions that are hard to answer, like, especially at bedtime.
Yeah.
Last night he asked me, is it true Oswald acted alone and didn't work for CIA?
That is a tough question.
Swear to God. And then he asked me, why are you and Mommy not together?
I knew that was coming.
Well, question one, I'm going to have to get out some charts and graphs, and you're going to have to research the name J. Edgar Hoover and then James Files, who took the fatal shot with a Remington fireball and Mercury round. And question two, what's going on with your mom? Because I'm Donnie Baker, the bastard maker.
All right,
guys.
Lovely.
Thank you. Thank you, Donnie. Right. Those are tough questions.
No, the second one's easy to answer because he is Donnie Baker. Okay.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
We have to go back over that way because I see Chick McGee at the sports desk.
Los Angeles Dodgers' Mookie Betts refuses to stay with his teammates at a Milwaukee hotel just in case, he says, the ghost stories he's hearing are true.
Yeah, why risk it?
According to the OC Register, the Orange County, Betts will be renting an Airbnb property rather than stay at the famous Pfister Hotel.
Oh, Mr. Pfister!
Oh!
Mr. Pfister!
Is it PF?
Yep.
I'm trying
to see. So's Mr. Pfister.
The 30-year-old.
PF'd all right.
That said, he doesn't necessarily believe in ghosts, but he doesn't want to find out the hard way that he's wrong.
Yeah.
He said, you can tell me what happened after. I just don't want to find out myself.
Good for you, Mook.
This would be a great movie. You have him, they're checking into the whole team's checking into the hotel, and then he goes, I'm not staying here, and he goes somewhere else, and it's the haunted Airbnb.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Have they done a haunted Airbnb movie yet?
I'm sure.
Or they,
close.
We sure got a good price on this, honey.
What, with Betsy Palmer, what lake was that?
Crystal Lake.
Crystal Lake. I'm going to go stay at Crystal Lake, where you know you're safe. The Milwaukee Hotel is one of two so-called haunted hotels that many Major League Baseball teams use. The other is in St. Pete, where the Dodgers will play the Rays later this season. Betts said he's stayed at both before and never experienced anything out of the paranormal, but he's not going to take a chance anymore.
Okay.
He did say,
he did say, I couldn't sleep. Every noise, I'd be like, is that something?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's the thing. He just couldn't sleep.
Take your bat to bed, man.
Oh, there you go.
You can't hit your what?
What are you going to do?
That bat will go right through a ghost.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to hit a
that
ghost. A
ghost would laugh at you.
This would be
I've stayed in the Vinoy Hotel in St. Pete that they say is haunted.
The Hanoi Hotel.
The Vinoy.
Oh, not the Hanoi.
Plus, Mookie can barely hit a slider. You think he can hit a ghost?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not.
No.
It just sounded like a good joke.
It does. It sounds like one. Yeah. We'll have to get the Elias Research Committee on that. Yes. But wouldn't that be a great movie? Oh, the baseball, sure. Pro baseball player, or at least a good episode of like the Beverly Hillbillies, where they got the L.A. Dodgers.
Well, you know what,
Beverly,
give me a while before that's made.
Maybe Mr. Ed. Remember the great episode with the Dodgers and Mr. Ed?
Oh my God.
Nothing.
You see his foot sliding into home.
And you knew there was a guy with a hoof on a stick sticking it in the frame.
Yeah. Those days, probably a real hoof.
Genuine hoof.
Yeah. The saddest part of it.
These are old props left over from Birth of a Nation.
So let me get this straight with you.
Yeah.
The only way you can say Hanoi in this room is if we're talking about Jane Fonda. Is that right?
No, but the Hanoi Hotel.
I thought
that was the famous prison.
That's got nothing to do with the Vinoy, a beautiful Hilton hotel in St. Petersburg.
He's the one that mistook Vinoy for Hanoi.
Well, I honestly misheard.
So then you were sort of semi-listening? That's a plus.
Said the guy whose face is in his computer 99% of the time, reading stories along with us.
I'm just reading about this haunted hotel. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, it is. It's good stuff.
And, we've got what a great name. Mookie.
Fascinating. Mm-hmm. News.
It's scary.
Mookie.
Mookie, Mookie, Doo. Mookie, Mookie, Doo. What scared you?
The ghost at the Hotel Milwaukee.
Mookie Wilson, Mookie Betts now. I think they're the only two.
Mookie
two
Blaylock?
There is a Mookie Blaylock.
Pearl Jam used to be named Mookie. I can't believe I forgot that one. Mookie Blaylock. Yeah. Well, he's not a baseball player, but yeah.
But he's
a Mookie.
I'm sorry. What is the name of the hotel in Minnesota? What is it, Wisconsin?
In Milwaukee.
What's it called?
I got no idea.
I ain't saying it.
The it was the Pfister, wasn't it?
Mr. Pfister.
Oh,
Mr. Pfister.
Can we? That is. I have a request.
Have we had a
we lose quick, that?
No. My request is the opposite of losing it. I want Mike Mark to come in here and do that noise live. I wonder if he's still got it in him.
Oh, he's good. Yeah. He's very.
That was his famous Tommy Award performance.
Yeah.
This is just you're just hearing that
he was our go-to.
You're just
getting
this is just the tip of the
so to speak,
a fist, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to have a meeting about some of this stuff instead of?
Come on.
headlong.
Everyone's too uptight these days. I can't stand it. You got to loosen everybody up. Well, that's what we do.
The guy's clearly enjoying it. No one's being hurt.
Blaze the trail. He sounds like he's hurt.
He likes it.
I didn't invent this stuff. It's out there.
He believes that.
You know, Robert Mapplethorpe, the Cartier-Bresson of anuses.
I guess Mike Mark got stopped in the hallway by the general manager.
Don't you dare step in there.
Something happened.
I guarantee you something.
Don't go
there. We need to keep the show going.
Okay, well, let's keep going here. I want to do another Mother's Day tribute, if you don't mind.
Oh, with Pat?
No, this is... Oh, do you have one for us, man?
No, I don't. Oh,
okay. Well, you're doing so well. So.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Mark, pull up a microphone there, buddy. We were talking about you. I don't know if you heard of it.
Mark is too modest to mention Tommy Award-winning performance. And we are unable to play the entire Mr. Pfister piece due to the fascist organizations.
Can we play Niagara?
Probably not. Radio censorship people in Washington, D.C., while they're whoring around pissing away our money. We have to be careful what we say on the radio.
That's good. Insult them. See if we get someone sending us a letter. That's a good idea.
I'll get their email.
Okay.
Can you do it? Do you want to do this as along with the original? You want to do another take? Make sure the mic's working.
Yep. Damn, that was good.
I'll go 3-2. I won't say the one. But I'll point.
Shut up and let him do it.
3-2. I was going, here it is now with the. No. Can we roll the. Okay, here we go. Here it is.
Mr. Pfister.
Oh.
Mr. Pfister.
Oh, I missed it.
Okay, roll her back. Okay. Okay. Take two.
Mr. Pfister.
Yeah. You nailed it. Wow.
Very good. You still got it.
Thank you. Checks in the mail.
Didn't have to lip sync that one.
And I'm glad to know you're not a method actor.
Oh, there we go. Now, time to get back to the sports desk.
Huh?
Get back.
Stupid.
Get back. Get back to Mr. Chick McGee.
A professional snow skier claims that he has set a new backflip record. So this is not a world record. No. It's someone who's claiming to have
it. I did it.
That's where.
Oh, it's really cool.
We are.
You weren't watching.
These guys are having a blast.
Snow skiing, and they're heroes.
They were up and down the skis. Well, how much money did you make while you were on the slopes?
Millions of dollars.
Me too.
No, these are just a bunch of bros having a good afternoon. They take shovels and they make all these little ramps. And this guy does nine flip backflips in a row off these little ramps. With shovels. Took them 4 hours to make the course.
Jackasses were kids. They put those ramps up in front of their house with their bikes.
Ruin the neighborhood.
And wouldn't let you ride the bike because they said you were too fat.
You
pop the tires, fat.
Yeah, you'll probably break our ramp because the wood is...
Way to go.
You break wood, fatty.
Hey, are you two fatties reliving your childhood? Is that what's going on over there?
I don't want to hear this story unless the word paralysis is in it.
Andre Rigetti remains in serious condition.
No. Spaghetti Rigetti's is enough?
Andre Rigetti, able to land 9 backflips in under 30 seconds.
So what they've done is they've taken a strip of...
Yes, please explain.
Snow, and they've built little ramps like every, 15 yards, and then he hits them in a row and does a backflip each time.
Okay.
Really so he doesn't do 9 backflips with one jump.
Well, no.
What I thought it was.
Thank you.
That could go very wrong.
Right.
Oh, well, so what? You want a record or not?
No, this guy just kept hitting ramps and doing backflips?
Yeah, they built them. They took some shovels and they made
So any skier could do
3 foot high.
Yeah. No. So the hard part is building the ramp.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
That took all day.
They're out there having fun.
I don't care.
Yeah, no one cares.
I want to have fun in here, doing stories that aren't
that. Have you ever seen anyone ski on moguls, Josh?
Moguls?
But we're back to the relatable world of Tom.
Yeah. Well, Josh, this is for people who take a break and actually go outside on occasion.
You know I go outside.
And they ski on moguls. I've seen a guy on moguls probably broke this record, not on purpose.
Explain to 85% of us what moguls are.
Bumpy, real bumpy slopes when you hit them, you go flying.
And they're ridiculous. Why are they there? there.
They look like they suck.
They do suck.
They are there to support orthopedic surgeons to do knee surgeries.
You have to go really slow and traverse. It's awful. But, awful.
We were doing a cool world record where these guys built this little ski run. And they did 9 backflips.
It gets worse. Stupid.
If you can believe that.
Okay.
A professional snow skier claims he set a new backflip record on skis. Andre Raggedly was able to land 9 backflips in under 30 seconds. It is unclear whether this was a Guinness World Record attempt and whether Raggedly broke a previous record.
Okay.
He said, okay, we can say we have officially a world record because I don't think there's anyone out there who did more than 9 flips in 30 seconds.
Oh,
pure conjecture, speculation.
Half-assed at best. Unbelievable.
If it had been a skateboarder, we wouldn't talk about it.
Or a snowboarder.
Since it's skiing.
Hippie weirdo freak.
These guys are having a blast. It looks like fun. And it's toward the end of the ski season, so there's almost no snow anywhere. It looks like they're skiing in a Kohl's parking lot in Florida. You keep going, guys. It looks like fun. What else you got?
Tom Larry has written us.
Tell it, Larry.
Dear Radio Kings and Queens.
Oh.
This is Larry in West Palm Beach. Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, while loading my truck up, leaving a hotel parking lot, I had the doors open and my phone connected to the Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
Unexpectedly, with many people pouring out of the hotel, the truck started blaring Mr. Pfister.
You're welcome.
I'll remember the looks I got for a while. Oh boy.
Mr. Pfister. I don't think I remember.
Mr. Pfister couldn't he be like one of Superman, like there was Mr. McClipsapix, whatever it was. Remember
Mr. Pfister could be the faucet guy. He could be.
Oh, there you go.
Pfister.
Mr.
They're
Fixer.
Faucets.
No, Mr. Fixer.
But Pfister is a brand of faucets.
Right.
So Christy makes a great point. They could have a mascot, Mr. Pfister, and it'd have this huge right-handed fist.
And they would have a...
like Hellboy.
And they'd have a guy looking really concerned.
Yeah, yes.
Looking behind.
You have a plumbing problem? No.
Well, we shove this up your ass. You won't worry about your plumbing.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that sports?
Nope. Get a load of this one.
All right.
World record.
Just the first sentence. A Cleveland, Ohio man who calls himself Dr. U period R period awesome.
Oh, Dr. You Are Awesome.
Attempted to break 5 Guinness World Records over the weekend. Once again,
attempts.
WJW, you get hits all day long. Reports that Dr. Awesome, also known as Mr. Gary Perlman. Of course, Gary in his mild-mannered job as an accountant is Dr. You Are Awesome. Tried to achieve the record titles for tallest freestanding soap bubble.
Oh, jeez.
Tallest free floating soap bubble.
I love these guys. You ever seen these guys?
And several other records. No.
Yes. No. They can, like, make a giant bubble. They can step into it.
Oh, it's so cool. I saw a guy doing this last summer. He made these bubbles. They're like blimps. Yeah, this guy's inside this giant bubble.
Listen to him. He's like, he's seen Santa Claus.
Oh, it's great.
All you have to do is stand inside the big circle and
It takes. You've got to have special wands. You got to have special fluid.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.